What if the secret to better health isn't about achieving 100% purity, but making thoughtful improvements where they matter most? In a world obsessed with extremes, Jin Stevens offers a refreshing middle path with her cleanish approach. Unlike rigid clean eating manifestos demanding absolute purity, Stevens acknowledges reality. We live in a world full of chemicals and processed foods, but we don't have to surrender to them entirely. Her philosophy has resonated with thousands seeking a balanced approach to healthier living without the burden of perfectionism. Small, consistent changes can dramatically reduce your toxic burden while still allowing you to enjoy life's pleasures. The question isn't whether you can achieve perfect purity, it's how you can make better choices in a complex world. We're living in an unprecedented era of chemical exposure. A massive, uncontrolled experiment with concerning results. The CDC has found hormone-disrupting chemicals in over 90% of Americans tested. Many are PBTs, persistent, bioaccumulative, and toxic, resisting breakdown and accumulating in our bodies. Endocrine disruptors interfere with hormone signaling by mimicking hormones, blocking hormone action, or affecting production levels. Obesogens disrupt fat cell function, creating new fat cells and increasing hunger. When your liver becomes overwhelmed by toxins, the excess gets stored in fat cells, creating a vicious cycle. Indoor air quality is often worse than outside, largely due to cleaning products with serious health warnings. Some products are even classified as household hazardous waste by the EPA, despite being used to clean our homes. The average American uses 9 personal care products daily, containing 126 unique ingredients, while many women use 15 or more. Yet the U.S. cosmetics industry remains poorly regulated. No federal law has passed since 1938, and the FDA doesn't require safety testing. The term fragrance on labels hides thousands of potentially harmful chemicals protected as trade secrets, with an estimated 80% never tested for human safety. Even newborns aren't spared. Studies have found an average of 200 industrial chemicals in umbilical cord blood. We're all carrying a chemical burden our bodies weren't designed to handle, affecting everything from hormones to metabolism. Our food supply issues began with 1930s farm subsidies favoring corn, wheat, and soybeans over fruits and vegetables. This commodity crop surplus transformed into corn syrup, starches, soy protein, and oils now pervasive in processed foods. These industrial crops are exposed to numerous chemicals, pesticides, growth accelerators, and appearance/preservation additives. Glyphosate, commonly found in foods, is a suspected carcinogen and endocrine disruptor. Even livestock are affected. Corn-fed cows produce nutritionally inferior meat compared to grass-fed animals. Food scientists have engineered over 2,200 artificial flavors that trigger cravings for processed foods. Mark Schotzker's Rules of Flavor explains that humans naturally seek flavor as a signal of nutrition, but synthetic flavors break this connection, encouraging consumption of nutritionally empty foods. The consequence? Ultra-processed foods now constitute over half of U.S. adults' daily calories, linking to cancer, metabolic syndrome, obesity, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, depression, and accelerated cellular aging. Despite seemingly contradictory nutrition advice, experts actually share solid consensus about healthy eating foundations. The confusion stems primarily from industry-funded studies and reductionist approaches that isolate nutrients rather than viewing food holistically. What unites the world's healthiest populations, from Mediterranean regions to Japan's Okinawa, is their consumption of real, ancestral foods with minimal ultra-processing. The PREDIMED study showed Mediterranean diet followers experienced 30% fewer cardiovascular events, while the Nutrinet Sante study demonstrates that increased ultra-processed food consumption correlates with higher risks of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and depression. Your gut microbiome, comprising approximately 50 trillion microorganisms, plays a crucial role in health outcomes. A healthy microbiome correlates with better health, while dysbiosis links to inflammatory conditions like IBD, MS, and rheumatoid arthritis. Dr. Tim Spector's PREDICT studies reveal that dietary diversity, particularly from plant foods, supports healthier microbiome profiles. Evidence from multiple sources converges on conclusions similar to Michael Pollan's simple advice: eat food, mostly plants, not too much. The truth about nutrition isn't as complicated as headlines suggest. Forget extreme cleanses and expensive supplements. Our bodies have remarkable healing capacity when given the right environment. We can support our natural systems through nutritious foods, fasting periods, movement, and practices like sauna time. Our sophisticated self-cleaning systems constantly detoxify through multiple pathways. The liver performs over 500 functions, including breaking down toxins. Kidneys filter blood approximately 60 times daily. Skin eliminates toxins through sweat. The lymphatic system manages waste, and the glymphatic system flushes brain toxins during sleep. Intermittent fasting enhances natural detoxification by extending the fasting state we experience during sleep. Research shows it increases metabolic rate while triggering autophagy, the cellular recycling system that earned Yoshinori Osumi the 2016 Nobel Prize in Medicine. This process breaks down damaged cellular components, creating adaptive responses that improve obesity, insulin resistance, and inflammation. The key is supporting these natural processes rather than overwhelming them with constant input. Your body knows how to clean itself. It just needs the space and resources to do so. The precautionary principle grounds clean-ish living, taking preventative measures even without fully established cause-effect relationships. Rather than waiting for absolute proof of harm, limit toxins while supporting natural detoxification. Clean-ish eating nourishes your body without restriction. Transition gradually, remembering perfection is impossible. Stephens prioritizes organic dairy, fats, and meats since environmental toxins bioaccumulate in these foods, though conventional produce still outranks ultra-processed options. For household and personal products, use resources like the Environmental Working Group app to evaluate items. Use up moderately problematic products before replacing with safer alternatives. Focus on key areas. Replace PTFE/Teflon cookware with stainless steel or cast iron. Swap plastic food storage for glass. Choose non-toxic laundry products. Add houseplants. Prioritize non-toxic bedding. And practice organic gardening. The process follows three steps: awareness, understanding principles, change, implementing gradually, and live and adapt, refining with new information. Take a slow, intentional approach for lasting change rather than attempting a complete life swap. Clean-ish living isn't something you start and stop. It's a mindset shift that filters everyday decisions through your personal lens, making the best choice for each moment without requiring perfection. Different seasons of life may require different levels of commitment. Success comes from creating your own definition based on your values, health concerns, and practical considerations. This might mean choosing organic produce while keeping favorite conventional snacks, or switching to natural cleaning products while maintaining certain traditional beauty items. It's about developing a sustainable approach for your unique situation. In a world that pushes extremes, from chemical overload to impossible purity standards, finding your personal balance might be the healthiest choice. The clean-ish journey is one of evolution, making thoughtful improvements where they matter most while maintaining joy. The sweet spot lies somewhere in the middle, clean enough to support your health, flexible enough to sustain your happiness.